The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. As we head into hour two, it is a delight to bring back our Congressman David Schweiker, representing Arizona's Congressional District 1. David, how are you?
You know, I'm fine. I'm actually in one of the phone booths and back of the floor, though they're in recess, but it was the closest landline I could find, and I have a little girl with me, so I have my 7-year-old with me.
Well, that's great. I guess she's getting a Schoolhouse Rock education directly, as opposed to the way we got it on the television.
Yeah, sort of like that. It is sort of fun, though, because she, you know, has been coming with me to Washington since she was, you know, tiny. And so she's actually quite comfortable. So she just ran off to go say hi to one of the clerks who's, like she says, her friend. So,
all right, buddy. What's going on? What do we need to know?
Be careful out there. I think we have some trolls that are putting out some pretty disingenuous information on, you know, the budget portion or spending cap portion of this debt ceiling deal. You never get what you wanted, but a lot of folks, you know, don't seem to process. We control the House by functionally 5 votes. We don't control the Senate. We don't control the White House. So it's pretty remarkable that, depending on how things go this evening, we may actually have the largest rescission and budget cut in U.S. history. Now, there's a number of gimmicks in it. So, you know, I believe the real number is only about $1.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Not because to get to the $2.1 trillion over the 10-year cycle. Everything has to fall perfectly in place, and there can't be any cheating. And this place cheats. The White House cheats.
Mm-hmm.
But the hard number, you know, without, you know, which is sort of locked in, is at least the $1.5 trillion. So it's not what we need, but it's a start. The problem is it's all in discretionary. And, you know, it's just so hard to explain to people. In 9 years, you can get rid of every dime of discretionary, including defense, and you still have to borrow hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars just to have enough cash to cover Medicare.
David, at the end of the voting, do you think it'll be resolved by the end of the evening tonight? We'll have a clear vote on it by the end of the evening tonight. At the end of it, do you think more Republicans will be voting for it or more Democrats?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No. The vast majority of Republicans will vote for it.
And the vast majority of Democrats?
No. I think we'll get 60 Dems, something like that.
Shouldn't that tell us something?
There's more to it. What's disappointing is you always have some folks who are raising money on big votes like this. I mean, if you're getting text messages from someone or emails saying this is horrible or this is wonderful, send me money, it's actually about the money. Look, the Dems are incredibly angry that they negotiated at all, and a number of us on the Republican side, we desperately wanted more. But this is what you call a stressor. And you got to be careful because you're walking this weird tightrope where we probably have 15, 20 Republicans that if this got right up against the last second, they'd walk over and vote with the Democrats for what they call a clean debt ceiling, a debt ceiling with no requirements of spending cuts at all. So, you know, you're doing this sort of dance of how far can you push before the House of Cards falls in on you.
And then finally, I think it's worth pointing out, too, what happens if we don't get an agreement.
It gets ugly. What I believe really would happen is, if let's say the vote fell tonight, you'd probably see a dozen, maybe 20, Republicans just walk over, sign the discharge petition the Democrats have, and the Democrats would get what they want. So we're not going to let that happen. There's been just, you know, months of work put into this. But remember, it was 2 months ago, Joe Biden and the Democrats said there was no way in hell they were ever going to negotiate.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You forget how far we dragged them.
Right.
And I mean, and they're just ripping us out there in the press gallery right now for demanding work requirements. I mean, it's just crazy how they view the world.
It is. And I think it's also interesting that the focus on this is an agreement. It's an agreement effectively between the White House and the House of Representatives. Do we have a sense of what the Senate will do?
The Senate is, there's a term called jamming.
Yeah.
That basically means, you understand this, you've been around this, you're handing them a piece of legislation, and they don't have time. They're going to do some fussing, there'll be some stalling over there, there'll be some tactics of speechifying and then fundraising on the speechifying. And then in the last moments or so, the Senate will pass it, and it's done. That is the nature of the Senate these days. They have an individual senator can stall things where an individual House member can't, because we're a rules-based body. They're an individual-based body. It's just the traditions. But, you know, the choice is what?
Well, that's kind of, if I can go back with that point in the question before, that's kind of where I was thinking this would be on, I guess, Monday and Tuesday, which was reading the way the headlines were in the papers about it, was that this looked like a Republican victory.
Yeah.
And right. And especially if you look at what the White House was saying up until Wednesday or Thursday, this looked like a Republican victory. And it seems to me that we're losing a little bit of that narrative, a little bit. The media wants us to lose that narrative. Mm-hmm. But if more Democrats, this was my point before last, if more Democrats are voting against it than Republicans, this means that that the Democrats are unhappy with this.
Oh, no, the Democrats are always angry around here.
Yes.
Look, we took them from no cuts, no work requirements, no pipeline permitting reforms, all these things that got put in here. We got those things, and when you're about to lose in politics, sometimes the smartest play is just pretend you own it.
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, this, I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so they're in that spin control. The problem is you also have that Democrat troll army out there.
Yeah.
Something Republicans don't have. Remember, if you see things in comment sections on blogs or articles or this and that, you be careful. Half the time, their bots are part of the Democrats' media misinformation operation.
Sure. So if we wake up tomorrow morning, what will the headline be? Assuming that the vote happens before the New York Times goes to bed.
Look, if it's mainstream media, they'll come up with some way to slam Republicans for our cruelty of asking people to work, able-bodied people to work for their benefits, or the fact we're trying to cap spending. It's just crazy the way the traditional media here in Washington spins things. And that's how it gets fed out to the rest of the country.
Some of the language from some of the dissenters within the Republican body, within the Republican Party membership, has been pretty hot. Mm-hmm. How, by next week, how serious of a threat to the leadership is this? How much memory will be on this?
I mean, you get angry because you get the expectations you can get more.
Okay.
But, you know, if you sit, like, we did something, you know, last night, we whiteboarded it.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's this bill is only 99 pages. You can read it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's a simple read. And you lay out saying, okay, here's what we got. All right, the first 2 years are locked. The next 4 years on the caps, it's an agreement, but there's too many weasel clauses. This ties into the appropriations bills that come later today. You got to sort of think of this as sort of the setup for what's about to come.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the first step. You got a capping. you got something we call the Massey Amendment. Representative Massey's been talking about this crazy idea, which is wonderful, saying you guys don't actually do appropriate bills? Fine. When you go to do the continuing resolution, which is what the Democrats want because it's based on last year's budget, you take a 1% cut.
Uh-huh.
And that will drive them insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, brother. I really appreciate you calling in.
All right. You're wonderful.
All right. Go get him. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you,
now.
David Schweikert. I'm Seth Leibson, 602-508-0960.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.